Listening Library presents Trickster's Queen by Tamara Pierce. Read for you by Trini Alvarado. In a time of fear, the one who I promised will come to the Raqqa, bearing glory in her train and justice in her hand. She will restore the god to his proper temple and his children to her right hand. She will be twice royal, wise and beloved, a living emblem of truth to her people. She will be attended by a wise one, the cunning one, the strong one, the warrior, and the crows. She will give a home to all, and the Kudurung will fly in her honor. From the Kiprish Prophecy, written in the year 200 Human Era. Prologue. The Copper Isles. In the winter of 462 to 463 HE, the brown-skinned Raqqa people and their many allies, part-bloods and white-skinned Luaran, prepared for revolution against the Luaran ruling house, the Ritavans. The Raqqa plan was to replace the Ritavans with one who had the bloodlines of both the Raqqa queens and the Luaran rulers, a passionate girl named Sarayu Balitang. The leaders of the Raqqa rebel conspiracy did not spend the winter months dozing. Throughout the Isles, crown tax collectors vanished from their beds, never to be seen again. Even more baffling, all the suspects who were questioned in their disappearances swore under truth spell that they had last seen the missing officials alive and well. Property damage on Luaran estates that winter far exceeded that expected from heavy rains. Dams collapsed, sweeping away acres of rice fields. Black rot invaded grain silos, destroying winter stores. Bridges fell. Overseers and a few nobles were murdered.